This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Extreme cold is causing school districts across Wisconsin to cancel classes today. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold warning from midnight through noon on Tuesday for many parts of the state. Officials said that the frigid weather could bring wind chills of 30 below zero to 40 below zero in parts of central, east central, and northeast Wisconsin. Wind chills as low as 40 below zero can cause frostbite on exposed skin in 10 minutes. As a result, many districts announced on Monday plans to call off school for the day on Tuesday, including Wisconsin Rapids. Among the largest districts that will be closed include Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Wausau, Kenosha, Racine, and La Crosse, among others. National Weather Service officials advise people to dress in layers, including a hat, face mask, and gloves if they go outside. Cover all exposed skin when possible. People in Wood County are reporting scam calls again, with the caller claiming to be from the Wood County Sheriff's Office. The number comes up on the caller ID as the main number for the Sheriff's Department. The caller alleges there is a warrant out for failure to appear for jury duty. The Wood County Sheriff's Office will not and does not call citizens and demand money for warrants. These calls are nothing new, but seem to be continuing in the area. Never provide personal information to these callers. If you're ever in doubt, don't hesitate to hang up and call directly to the Sheriff's Office. McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids is open for their regular business hours today from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. They are a designated warming center if you need to get out of the cold. While they're open regular hours, Baby Storytime and the Popcorn Science program are both canceled today. Most local libraries are designated warming centers today. They're open during regular business hours. Wisconsin Democrats presented the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of three bills last week. Lisa Hale has the story.
This package of bills is designed to lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites. One of the bills is the Healthy School Meals for All. That would provide free breakfast and lunch for all students in public schools. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay supports the bill and says it makes fiscal sense.
That every kid would be able to get breakfast and lunch, and that we would actually save money because the cost of administering a program and collecting fees actually cost us dollars. So right. It's actually government efficiency to actually provide a non-mean-tested free access to meals.
The homestead tax credit would be expanded under the package, says Wisconsin Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
An expansion of the so-called homestead tax credit, which helps low-income people and senior citizens on fixed incomes with their property tax bills. So that's something that very directly helps people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet. And
that expansion would allow people making up to $35,000 a year to take advantage of the credit. And the final bill would put caps on certain prescription medications, such as insulin. The three bills proposed by the Wisconsin Democrats may have a hard sell in the legislature, which leans towards the Republican side. Rivera Wagner.
There will be a debate. They may not get passed, but the answer to pushing things that you believe in isn't waiting till they're the perfect time. It's making sure that we're very clear about them and making sure that people of this community are interested in advocating for that with us.
Rivera Wagner and Wall made their comments on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it at civicmedia.us. Wisconsin residents will have an easier way to file their state taxes for free this year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, residents will be able to use the IRS Direct File system for their state taxes after integrating the program with the WisTax state tax return platform. Taxpayers will be able to use the software to automatically import their W-2 and 1099s into the system. The individual tax filing season will begin on January 27th, and residents can check their eligibility and register through the system on the IRS Direct File website. The Arpinex Snowcross races have been canceled. They were scheduled for the first weekend in February, but there's just not enough snow in the forecast. Organizers have a new snow gun, but didn't have adequate power and water this year to make enough snow to cover the racetracks. All entry fees paid will be refunded. If you paid last year, you will be refunded by a check in the mail, so please be patient. Marathon County's 9-mile county forest contributed $3.3 million to the local economy. The Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation released reports from the Do-It-Yourself Economic Impact Report Program. This pilot program helps identify the local value of outdoor recreation. 5 outdoor recreation areas participated across the state. Together, they contributed a total of $27.3 million in recreation value. The effort in this pilot program is to show communities how outdoor recreation activities drive local economic impact and help create vibrant, thriving communities across the state. The Wisconsin Rapid Swim Club Home Swim Meet is January 25th at the Lincoln High School pool. They'll be hosting their first conference swim meet with 6 teams from across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rapid Swim Club has grown to over 50 youth swimmers and are currently in their second season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won 4 in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference, behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with the up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over 500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Like it or not, Hollywood, the AI can has been opened and looks like it is here to stay. The editor for the film The Brutalist says I was used to nail the Hungarian accent for actors Adrian Brody in Felicity Jones. Editor David Jansko says Hungarian is one of the hardest accents or dialects to perfect and says by the end of post-production, even native Hungarians wouldn't know the difference. The filmmaker says they were careful not to affect the actors' performances. I guess that makes us feel a little better? Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked 1 or 2 since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number 2 film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under $11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million. And it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week, but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be bitterly cold again today. Temperatures will hang in the single digits below zero here all day long, but things will get better. Temperatures are going to rise tonight. A little light snow overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with temps climbing back into the upper teens by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently 18 below.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.